One of the most secretive countries in the world, North Korea, is opening its doors to an organization that will give it a little more exposure. This past week, the Associated Press, the wire service that supplies news coverage for most American media organizations, announced that it's going to be opening a bureau in Pyongyang, the capital of North Korea. It's an arrangement the AP made with the North Korean State News Agency. Here to talk about this new venture, NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi.
Hey, Susan.
I understand there's been an AP video service there for several years now, maybe five. But how? What's different about this new arrangement?
Well, you're going to have a reporter and a photographer based there. The video service would capture things like diplomats coming into the country from Western countries, perhaps unpublicized in the West. They were able to show evidence of that when whisked there by some of their North Korean minders. But in this case, you're going to see a bigger output, perhaps a better reflection of what windows they can offer on the Hermit Kingdom, as it's called.
And why would North Korea, why would the government say yes to this right now?
Well, as you know, North Korea is both secretive and repressive. But at certain key moments when they want to get certain kinds of messages to the West, they'll invite in reporters for limited times. This seemingly a longer, more enduring arrangement, but they're undergoing this transition. Kim Jong-il, the leader of North Korea, has decreed that his son, Kim Jong-un, will be his successor. It's a very autocratic regime, but also one based on very precarious finances. It's a famished country. Mm-hmm. They want to show an element of stability, that this transition will be smooth, and they want Western reporters with credibility on hand to convey that to the rest of the world.
Well, as we've said, it's a very repressive government. So what, for foreign journalists who've been there in the past, what kind of stories have they been able to do?
Well, there's kind of a bizarro world element to it. The North Koreans are still technically at a state of war with the U.S. They have been off limits to the West. They offer little slices. So, for example, you saw in 2006, ABC News was able to go in a few times, and they were able to show certain kinds of military parades. You're looking for glimpses here. You're also going to be able to capture official North Korean pronouncements every now and then. They denounce the U.S. They'll inveigh against the South Koreans for some perceived slight. They'll be able to reflect that with the officials speaking in their own words.
Although access will remain limited.
Very much so. There will be minders at all times. This is, a Stalinist-like regime, so propaganda is everywhere. People will be off limits unless approved. And even when there are interactions with citizens, they are likely to hear back certain kinds of propagandistic rhetoric. The question is what kinds of glimpses that the reporters will be able to elicit somehow to show the deprivation that's occurring, to show what's really happening there.
That'll be the trick, won't it?
I think it will. And I think that the AP won't say this publicly. But if you really think about it, this is a shaky time for the North Koreans, both because of their finances and because of the transition. They've made it into this dynastic thing. The Kim Jong-un would be the third generation of leaders there. And the question is, what happens if things break down? What happens if the South Koreans get certain kind of influence? The AP would want to be on hand for that kind of transition, just as Western news organizations sought to be in Havana as they saw Fidel Castro weakening in Cuba.
NPR's David Folkenflik speaking with us from New York. Thank you.
You bet.